I know iOS 16 is like months and months away, right? But that doesn't mean we cannot discuss about all the things that we want. Agreed that iOS 15 had tons of good things and stuff. But hey, I still want a lot of good things happening with the iPhones. And this is exactly what we're going to discuss in today's episode. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny every possible information about the Apple ecosystem, and I'm your host Harshan. Well, if you're tuned into the episode from the beginning, you are aware that we're going to be talking about all the things that we wish in iOS 16, or as all the shopaholics would like to call it, wishlisting features for iOS 16. So while we are wishlisting features for iOS 16, let us travel back a little in time and understand what were the features that came out in iOS 15 and 14. Now, as you know, iOS 15 last year came up with a bang, and the feature that really caught my attention was live text, like capturing live text. I mean, we've had Google Lens for years, you guys, but the moment I had that feature in my iPhone, it really blew me away. It was amazing. It was breathtaking. But sadly, a lot of things, despite of being discussed, were never released. Yeah, Apple, why do you do that to us? I mean, you have to give us those features. But yeah, okay, that's why we're wishlisting today, Harshanki. Calm down, we're going to talk all about it. Coming back to iOS 14, which was announced 2 years ago, we had these beautiful, beautiful ways to organize our home screen and all the widgets out there. And I really liked that, okay, because as much of an Apple fan I am, and as much as an admirer I am for the iPhones, you cannot say that they have a lot of things that Android phones have been having for years, right? I mean, these tiny little features that make Android phones a little too accessible and handy and increase the usability of Android phones for that matter have been missing in iPhones for quite some time. And this is why iOS 14 and 15 launches were really amazing, because they kind of gave us those features. However, you know that the usability is missing, right? I mean, currently the iPhone just looks like a device that is too good to be true. It is like a beautiful device, and when you look at your menu, or when you look at the app gallery, or even the widgets for that matter, they're very aesthetically pleasing things, right? Like they are visually appealing and stuff like that. But the usability is what needs to be focused on, and that is exactly what I want as the first feature in the new iOS. But before that, do not forget to connect with us on our social media channels. Guys, please connect with us. We'd love to hear your feedbacks. And hey, subscribe to us. I mean, leave us reviews, yeah? We really, really, really want you to connect with the iGeeks Blog Show and share your thoughts as much as possible. Okay. Coming back to the episode. So the first thing that I really want the iOS 16 to have is that the widgets should be more accessible. The widgets should have more functionality than just being there in different shapes, sizes, and colors. Yeah, that does sound a little inappropriate, but what else can we use the widgets for, right? I mean, they look good to my eyes, and I cannot keep beating around the bush. I should be able to use them. Now, okay, visualize that you have your iPhone with you right now, yeah? And you have like a brightness widget there, or you have a Spotify or an Apple Music or a podcast widget there. It just stays there. You have to like improve the functionality, right? You have to use the brightness widget, or you have to use the Spotify widget to actually play the music. There's nothing much you can do about it. You know, I like to call them glorified widgets, because right now there's nothing much they are doing rather than organizing your home screen a little bit. So this is something, if Apple can provide this year in iOS 16, it would be freaking amazing, you guys. I'm telling you, I'd want to play a music from the Spotify widget, or like do stuff from there, not just have them there. The second feature that we really want in iOS 16 to happen is the app library. So as we know, the app libraries have been amazingly helpful to us, because you can categorize a lot of necessary and unnecessary app and put them in different folders. And it is helpful, right? But a major chunk of it is automatic right now, and we really want to manually do it. I mean, there's no point of giving us things to organize if we cannot organize it ourselves, right? This is like childproofing your apartment, but you really cannot, like, the baby is there, the baby sees all the stuff, but the baby cannot do anything because the apartment is freaking childproofed. Doesn't make sense, right? So this is a change if we get in the new iOS update would be marvelous. I mean, yeah, right? I would want to organize my apps according to my needs and not have them according to different pre-designed needs such as entertainment, music, savings, blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm trying to say, right? Let's hope we get that in iOS 16. The third feature that I'm really looking forward to in iOS 16 is having your app library in the dock. Okay, so dock is the portion on your iPhone where you see four app icons fixated there, no matter how many screens you swipe through your home screen. Now, what happens is that you're not able to place an app library there as of now. And I mean, if there is an app library and if there is a bunch of apps that I'd really like to use but not have them in front of my eyes all the time, I'd like to put them in the dock. And this is, you know, smaller things make a huge difference. So this is that one small change, the one detail that Apple should add in iOS 16, because it will make my life so much easier and I'm sure it will make your life so much easier too. Okay, the next feature we're going to talk about is, have you guys downloaded our app yet? You know, I mean, you must be listening or watching to this episode right now, but if you want to read this and probably explore it in more details, it's mentioned in our app, you guys. Just go and download the iGeeks blog app. It's available on iOS and it is so badass. I have no words to describe it. Okay, coming back to the next feature that I want. You know, one thing that is really not usable right now with the iPhones is the lock screen. Now, if you see the lock screen, it's just there, right? Like, there's nothing going on the lock screen. It's just there. You see the time and a couple other things and that's it. What would be a great add-on to the lock screen would be some widgets there. Wouldn't that be freaking mind-blowing? I mean, imagine the lock screen, like, has like a weather widget or a widget from one of your trading apps where you can check your stock portfolio or crypto portfolio. Because if you're a trader, see, I'm a trader, right? So I need to know the prices when I am trading stocks, when I'm checking the stock prices throughout the day. Because once the market is closed, there's no point. But when the market is on, I need to make some investments. I need to buy shares. I need to sell shares. I need to see what is going on there. And if I can have that on the lock screen as a widget, wouldn't that be a treat to my eyes? It would be so delightful that it would just solve half of my problems and I wouldn't actually have to unlock my phone and then, open or look for the widget probably and then freaking see the prices for all the stocks that I'm eyeing at. Similarly, okay, this is just the stock market, right? Now, if you've been a crypto trader, if you've been in the crypto market, you know how volatile the crypto market can be. And this is going to be a very useful widget, especially for any kind of traders. And with the COVID scenario lately, I mean, who wouldn't want to check what's going on outside before you step out, right? So like a news widget or anything. Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to rephrase my statement, okay? We just don't want widgets to appear on the lock screen. We want customizable widgets to appear on the lock screen. We should be able to customize our own freaking iPhone's lock screen and add whichever widget I want there. Come on, Apple, please give us that. That also reminds me to another request. And one thing that has been really lagging from the iPhone, okay, that a lot of users also DM'd about the same, that they face this problem. And the issue that they have been facing is that the iPhone doesn't have an always-on display at this point of time, right? Now, this is very much connected to the widget feature that I just mentioned. So if Apple gives them both of them, it's cherry on the cake. It's freaking cherry on the cake. But if you're getting either of it, then that's fine too. Because always on display would do something that, you know, like your phone is just lying here. Like, for instance, it's not you. If you're listening to it, you cannot, you of course cannot see my screen. But if you're watching this episode, It's outside the display. I have my phone here. Now, I'll take a sneaky look there and try to see what's going on, and I'll just see some quick notifications there. Had there been an always on display for the iPhone? Otherwise, I have to go all the way. Then no, it's not there, it's here. I have to go all the way there, bring my iPhone, check it, and it's just too much time consuming and just like a tiny feature to add the usability, right? It'll be very, very, very crucial for us, and this one step is going to do so many wonders for us, I tell you. This always on display feature is not, we're not unfamiliar to the concept, okay? So you might be thinking this is a very first world problem that I'm talking about right now, and people don't really need such facilities. You have the iPhone. No, it's not that. If you've been an Apple Watch user for a long time, you have had an on-screen display the whole time because, if you have your phone if you have your hand like this, the watch is just going to be there. But if I bring it closer and bring it to my eye contact, the display will increase, the brightness will increase, and that's how you know it is a freaking always on display. How helpful is that thing, right? Okay, let's not even talk about Apple Watch for this moment. Everyone has been using analog watches for such a long time, right? Such a long time. Wouldn't you like to see the time right there when you just look at your wrist? Similarly, wouldn't you like to see a couple of important things on your iPhone when you just look at it and not wait to freaking unlock it? Imagine if you had to do that with your analog watches. Like, you look there, there's a watch, but you need to freaking unlock it to see what time is it. That would be a little frustrating, right? So if it can be frustrating for an analog watch, it is a little frustrating for your iPhone, and that is why changing it is going to make a huge difference for us. Oh, this reminds me. How many of you how do I put this nicely? Wait. How many of you guys hate the analog display in the iPhone that we have right now? Like the 24-hour analog clock? What even is that? Who makes that? Analog clocks? Forget analog clocks. Clocks have to have a 12-hour display. Period. End of discussion. This should remain the same till the earth world ends. I don't care. You're not used to seeing a 24-hour display, and you never will. Please, please, please remove that. It's not even worth having as an option out there. We don't want it. We don't want to see it. Don't traumatize us like that. The worst you could have done was given us the AirPods Max cases, which you already have. And I mean, haven't we made enough memes already? Oh, why haven't I seen enough memes for the analog clock? The 24-hour display. Guys, if you've seen any memes about that, please DM it to me. I'd really love to see some because that shit is. I cannot say certain words on camera. Trust me, I hate it so much. Oh. Speaking of hate, you know what? This feature that I'd really like to have in my iPhone. And, well, we're talking about hate, and that's how I remembered my friends. No, I love them. I love all my friends. I'm just kidding. So, you should have how we have the guest logging in our laptops or in our MacBooks where you have access to limited applications and not like the whole thing. So, if any of your friend or your family or your cousins, blah, 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 if they are taking your system, they can log into the guest account and do the needful. Similarly, see what happens with iPhones is that, or any phone, this is even applicable to Android phones, right? That you'd want your friends to click your nice photos, to click your candid photos. Sometimes you may have clicked good pictures of them and they'd want to share it to them or they'd want to see it, right? Or maybe you're just driving or you're doing something and you'd want your friends to play some nice music there or just give someone a call. So there are a lot of things which you want your friends to do using your phone, but that doesn't mean you want to give them your password. And that is why you have to go through this routine of them shoving the phone on your face so that the face recognition can recognize it, it'll unlock, and then they can do whatever they want. Imagine if you just have like a friend login of sort where you can add their fingerprint there, and your phone recognizes that it's your friend's fingerprint and just gives them access to those handful apps that you can trust them with. Wouldn't that be a lifesaver? I mean, then I wouldn't have to worry about anything, right? And this is not about like people like trust issues, right? You're not having any trust issues right here. You absolutely trust your friends, but then there's privacy, right? I mean, you don't want anyone to have your phone like that. And you understand where I'm coming from. You understand what I'm trying to say, right? Just imagine having a guest or a friend's logging in your phone, and that would do wonders for you. It would just change the way we look at phones. And a good music, like, it would just change the way, guys. I cannot insist on this more than that, but I really want this to happen. Trust me. Thinking about change, you know what hasn't changed since, like, what, 1980s? Okay, I may have oversold it a little bit, but ringtones, you guys. We have not had new ringtones by Apple. We have been listening to the same ringtones forever and ever and ever. You know, like, see, I don't mind paying for ringtones on iTunes. Okay, I mean, it's okay. You'll pay a couple of rupees, like, and just buy whatever you want and then put it as a ringtone, right? Or you can even download and stuff like that. But the inbuilt ringtones, they haven't changed in, like, forever. I have no idea what is going on there, and a couple of good ringtones would be nice. You know, I don't remember the last time I had my phone on general mode. That's what it's called, right? I've always had it on vibrate or silent. Yeah, it's been 4 or 5 years, and I don't think I recall of the time before that. But yeah, that's how long it has been, you guys. I freaking hate the ringtones there. Also, one of my friends who has a very young kid, okay, like very, very adorable kid, was telling me the other day that there are no baby-friendly ringtones in your iPhone. Okay, now, I found this a little funny, right? Like, baby-friendly ringtones, is that even a thing? So I decided to check it myself. And when I checked it myself, trust me, there is, okay? There are all, like, howling sounds or some animal sounds, and nothing like a baby would really appreciate, which is a little sad. And then I thought, like, forget the babies for a moment. They don't have anything that we would appreciate, or they haven't changed anything that we would appreciate, let alone the babies for that matter. So yeah, if you're also having a kid, then you can probably relate to how iPhones do not have any baby friendly ringtones. Regardless, it's high time that, you know, they should have some change out there just to give us some nice tunes, right? Just to give us some nice tunes, that's it. Ooh, you know what else I'd like to change? What else I'd like to change? Siri. Yeah. No, you don't want to change Siri. Like, that's not happening, guys. Don't get distracted, okay? Let me finish it first. See, you know how you can connect all your headphones or your AirPods? Yeah, sorry, my bad, not headphones. Your AirPods Max or your HomePod or your HomePod Mini or your AirPods, AirPods Pro and all the stuff automatically, right? You have this thing going on where, like, you can just have them connected automatically. It would be nice if Siri could do that for us and we could pick our choice of headphones by just commanding Siri for it. Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, okay, I'm just playing something here, okay? And maybe I have my AirPods in my ears, but I want to listen to AirPods Max. I can just say, hey Siri, connect it to AirPods Max. Hey Siri, play to AirPods Max. Rather than going in the setup, disconnecting my AirPods, connecting it to AirPods Max, and then listening to it. Now, this is something that Apple can give us, okay? Now, if you're giving an automatic connection, which is, like, so difficult, this shouldn't be that difficult, right? Just, hey Siri, connect it to my AirPods Max. You take the AirPods out, you put the AirPods Max on, and you listen to it. Another thing, you're watching a nice memory, like, I don't know, some birthday video clip or some good photographs from your childhood days, and you want everyone to see it. So you can just command Siri, like, hey Siri, play this on the TV. And there you go. It'll automatically connect, transfer, do whatever is needed, and play it there. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what we want in iOS 16, and that would be so freaking amazing if we get that. I already have a lot of things that I'd like, you know, just to test this feature also. No, I'll keep doing it, like, a number of times. Trust me, I'll do that a number of times, because giving voice commands and just changing a whole device, that would be awesome. Oh, you know what reminds me when I said the word voice commands? Voice memo apps. And that is the next change I would really like to see in iOS 16 because voice memo apps are so important. Any app that I use, I've stopped texting you guys. I just send voice memos. I send audio notes on my WhatsApp, iMessages, Instagram, you name any app you can possibly think of. And if they have an option of sending an audio note, that's what I'm doing. Maybe TMI, but do you guys know that even the dating apps give you that option and you can actually send your voice prompts? Yes, right? Imagine having that in your iPhone, having a voice memo app where you can save all the important stuff. There you can save your notes. You have like this crazy 3 a.m. thoughts that you'd want to add up there, maybe share it later. So the voice memo app would be really helpful, and that should come in iOS 16. And sometimes we hear rumors about it, sometimes we don't, but if it had to happen, it would have happened. Let's hope we hear this being true, because this rumor that came up before the release of iOS 15 and the feature that I really liked was tracking your food. That was an add-on to Apple Health, like not really iOS 15 feature per se, but tracking your food intake or tracking your macronutrients, right? Because see, if you're health conscious, you must be tracking your food. And if you track your food, you'd know that no freaking app out there without a subscription would give you the facility to see how much of what you have eaten. It is not a free service anyway. So if Apple Health can give us that, it would be freaking amazing, right? You'd want to see those things. And like, dude, if we were not concerned about our health, no, 70% of the people wouldn't have bought Apple Watches. So which means people using Apple products are really concerned about their health and they would love to have an add-on like that. But sadly, we heard the rumors in before the iOS 15 update. However, we have not seen it yet. Let's hope we see it as soon as possible. Because, yeah, I'd really want to see how much of what am I eating throughout the day and what should I cut down without having to pay for it. Right? I guess this is all the features that I want the iOS 16 to have. This at the top of my head. But it's still a lot of time out there, right? We're gonna be waiting for a lot of exciting rumors. John Prosser, Minchiko, if you're listening, give us something. Mark, please, please give us something. Because we want more rumors, we want more confirmation before the WWDC this year, which is probably happening in June and most probably, no, 100%, 100% virtual. I don't think they're doing it outside, they're doing it in the stadium because the situation has gotten pretty tense, right? So, yeah, we'll keep updating you more when we hear about iOS 16, and this is exactly why you have to connect with us on our socials, which are mentioned in the description. Guys, please do connect with us. We'd love to hear back from you. And as we've mentioned, the COVID situation is pretty tense lately, so you guys, please be careful. If you aren't vaccinated yet, please vaccinate yourself and don't step out without a sanitizer and mask. It's not that hard. We've learned to live with that. Okay, that's all from my side. I'm Harshanki from the iGeeks blog show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny, every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. You know how to reach me. Just hit me up on Harshanki with an extra I or connect with me on Twitter, Clubhouse, anywhere else. And we can talk more about the Apple ecosystem. This is Harshanki signing off. I'll see you next week with more exciting content. Till then, stay tuned, stay safe, and stay connected.